from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit Pailuis Inchpesek, my friends. How are you, Chris?
I am good, Jano. How are you?
I'm great, brother. I'm great. I flew off the deep end a little bit a couple days ago. And you want to know?
I want to know. That's what I was about to say. What happened?
All right. Well, this Archbishop, Aram Atesyan, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In Turkey.
He's Armenian?
He's an archbishop in Turkey representing 60,000 Armenians.
Okay.
This guy gets up in front of everyone, and he apologizes to Erdogan, whatever his damn Turkish name is, Erdogan, about the Germany recognizing the Armenian genocide.
Okay.
I mean, how the hell do you do that?
That's really
Yeah.
You'll have to bleep me out again. Sorry.
Bleep him out again on that one.
That just really makes me mad.
Right. I was so pissed. Like you just said, I use that word too. I was so pissed off about this, my man, that this clown, Esteyan, thinks the voice of all Armenians, he thinks he's the voice of all the Armenians in Turkey. Okay, I go off on this guy on one of the Armenian sites.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, I got all these Armenians now saying to me, well, he has to say that it's because he lives in Turkey and the Turkish government may come down on all the Armenians living in Turkey. Hey, what was that? Dean Wormer. He once said in the movie Animal House, what did he say?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, you got that right.
That fits. I mean, it could not fit any situation any better than this one.
My friends, Chris, listen to this, man. 11 Turkish people, led by Kem Özdemir, put everything on the line in front of the German parliament to get this message out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are Turks, man. These are Turks that now, you know what? They don't have a warm welcome when they go back to Turkey. Their family's life is in jeopardy now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their loved ones, everything is now turned upside down for them. Okay?
Yeah, that's...
What about that brave Armenian that's in the Turkish government right now? His name is, I think it's Pelan, Garo Pelan. Yeah, Garo Pelan. And this guy here, man, he came out and he said, we have to recognize the Armenian genocide. Absolutely. This guy's in the Turkish government, and every day this guy is getting death threats.
Well,
all right? Every day he gets a death threat. Every time he opens his door to walk outside, there could be someone to take his life.
Absolutely. All right? Yep.
That to me... Well, I'm not done. We just mentioned Garo. What about all the scholars out there, the Turkish scholars? Oh, if you mention the word Armenian genocide, guess what? 2 to 5 years, treason, in jail, prison, in a cell by yourself. All right? Now this clown comes around. This guy, this our archbishop.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name again? His archbishop, Aram Atesyan.
Yeah.
My friends, Aram Atesyan is not a good man, okay? If you're worried about your life, Chris, the Armenian history, when all that was going down, you had so many clergy that refused to yield to the Turks, okay? They died with the cross in their hand. I mean, that was their belief. That was their conviction.
Yep.
A lot of them... whatever was left of the clergy, they fought with the Fedayis, the Antraniks, the Nishtes. I mean, these were big-time Armenian Fedayis that throughout time, I'm going to spread it to my kids. I hope they spread it to their kids and all the knowledge of these brave Armenians that took arms. And guess what? Our derhires, our clergy, held cross in one hand and a rifle in the other. All right?
Yep.
My point is, this guy is making something, he's saying something, and he's representing, in his warped mind, he's representing 60,000 Armenians still living in Turkey. I got a lot of people that were commenting saying, you know what, we agree, this is not right. I mean, they weren't just listening to me. They were letting their convictions out as well, saying that this is all wrong. How could you turn on your own people like this?
That's unbelievable.
But, you know, I do not want to see Armenians out there saying that, well, you know what, you don't know what's going to happen to these people when the Turks see an Armenian. You know what? If you don't like it, get the hell out. No one's forcing you to be in Turkey. All right? So we're going to give up our pride, our recognition of the Armenian genocide, because you're scared to live there. Well, you know what? Get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. Is there anything left there that's symbolic to the Armenian people right now anyway?
Yeah.
I had a friend, I have a Turkish friend, he's all about the Armenian genocide, says we did wrong and everything, and he said to me, one day you got to come visit Turkey. I said, I couldn't even land my feet in Turkey and not hear screams of Armenian people. I can't do that. So, you know, for these people to say they're living in Turkey and they're Armenian... Well, you know what? You got to pick and choose here.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You're either Armenian or you're Turk. If you're letting out an apology that this happened in Germany, guess what? You're worse to me than 1915 Turk.
Yep.
That's how I view you right now, pal.
Absolutely.
You're Archbishop? Who the hell gave you the... Who gave him the authority to say that?
Well, and to speak on behalf.
Yeah, like on that, behalf
on,
of the
on such a sensitive area.
For the entire Armenian population right now should be like, you know what? You're ostracized, my man.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear anything from you. You don't represent us. What he gave you a little church, a parish in Turkey. That's why you're okay with all that?
Yeah.
I don't know. That really upset me, man. That really upset
Understandably.
Me. And I put it on my site. You've seen
yeah,
that.
I
it's
saw
on
it.
Toast to Armenia. And I called him a couple names. I don't give it.
No.
I don't care. I really don't care.
It's accurate.
It's accurate. And you know what? I represent majority, 99% of all Armenians. How's that sound, guy? You have no authority on that. You just stick to living in Turkey and, yeah, you pretend you're a Christian. You know, there's a country above Armenia right now named Georgia. They do the same thing. They side with the Turks. They side with the Azeris. And they have a big cross on their flag, too. It's a ridicule.
Yep,
it's a ridicule. You won't help your Christian brothers out, but... you'll be okay with the Muslim countries around you. Anyway, bro, I got to chill out. On the bright side, my kid got to Armenia yesterday or day before. Yeah, day before she got to Armenia. I got the hours mixed up. She's in Armenia right now. I will be seeing you, Lisa, next month. And I got to get her in touch with Ania. That'll be a good time. I think... my daughter's into that hippie stuff as well. So, I didn't even mean Ani's a hippie or anything. But Ani enjoys life and nature and all that. And that's exactly how Lisa is as well. So, anyway, I'll see you, Lisa. And on beautiful news around the world, we got Henrik Mkhitaryan. Henrik Mkhitaryan is now making a bid for Arsenal. Arsenal really wants him. I think they're willing to pay 25 million big euros. So that would be about maybe, I don't know, maybe 31 million. Brian, you do the stats. What's a euro to an American dollar? 25 million euros is about what, 31?
Actually, it's about a 1-for-1 ratio right now.
It's one for one. Wow. The American dollar's gotten stronger. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, great. So it's 25 million euros that they want to get Henrik Mkhitaryan in the Arsenal team. I think that would be great, man. The English Premier team, Arsenal. Arsenal's like they're like one of the top teams in the world. Everyone knows about Arsenal. So I think that's great. We got Henrik Mkhitaryan on the move maybe, and elsewhere. Yeah, I really don't have much. That was the one thing that was really bothering me, that whole Archbishop thing. I don't even want to say Archbishop. But let's just call this guy the clown. That's what I want to call this guy, the clown, okay? Aram Etesyan. Aram, you are not representing us. You are representing yourself and fear. That's what you're representing, my friend. I tell you what, folks, what I do represent, though, is Amazon as well. For ArmeniaProud.com, if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, please, please, please go to ArmeniaProud.com first, and it'll be on your right-hand side. It'll say Amazon. Just click on Amazon. Buy whatever the hell you want. We get a little love back. Keeps the lights on. I can look for guests and so forth. And that has nothing to do with guests. I just threw that in there. But it does keep the lights on, and that's what we're looking for here. Is whatever you guys buy on Amazon, we get a little love back as a company. So our company is a little proud of us, and we're proud of you guys. And like our show says, ArmeniaProud.com. Just go to ArmeniaProud.com, click on Amazon, shop away, and we get a little love back. So thanks a lot. And we know you guys are out there shopping, so thank you. Hey, folks, we've got Ani. Ani, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just gave my, I don't know, about a 13-minute rant about, did you hear about that Archbishop? I just went crazy.
Unbelievable, really.
Yeah, I just went crazy on this guy.
I mean, it doesn't really surprise me that much, but it's still not that great to hear. You know what I mean?
Well,
especially as a representative for the people who obviously feel another way, so it's just not really fair.
Yeah. But, well, you know. Jono went nuts. So
I'm gonna wait for that rant. Yes.
Yeah, I went a little crazy. So, but you know what? I expressed myself, and I'm sure, just listening to you just now, I think I spoke for a lot of people out there, a lot of Armenian people out there. So, in any case, yesterday I seen a little post and seemed like you were at a radio station. What's going on here? You're not leaving me, are you?
No, never. I would never leave.
That's
So actually, our guest Vahe last week of Genealogy, the girl that wrote their song for Eurovision last year, she is a co-host of a radio show called American in Yerevan, where her co-host is the Amerikatsi guy living in Yerevan.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't normally have too many guests. But, you know, it's a really cool show, and it's great for people that, you know, are trying to improve their English. They can listen to the show in Armenia and, of course, this show. And, yeah, they had asked me to be a guest, and turns out the other co-host who's filling in for the American guy is another American guy who was my friend, and it was really fun. It was really cool.
Now, did you give a little plug out? Did you give a little shout out?
I did before the show, and I mentioned it on Instagram, but it didn't make it on the show, unfortunately. But it's all over my Instagram, and I'm going to do a nice little post tonight.
All right, beautiful. Beautiful.
Show. Yes.
That's great. So, Ani, you have a great site called Energy Healing Armenia. Uh-huh. How's that coming along?
It's really great, actually. I mean, you can kind of tell how busy I am depending on how much I post. But just like you, I go on like a spiritual rant where I get into a subject really heavily, and then I try to post as much as I can about it to inform people. And there's so many great things out there to share, so I try to do that.
You know, my daughter landed there. It's been,
she's here?
She's there. She's there. And I told her about you. She is so excited because she's kind of into that stuff as well. So it's going to be really cool once you hook up with her. I'm going to have to get your number and everything and give it to her and have
Her, she'll come report back to you and make sure to tell you that I'm not crazy.
No, I mean, my daughter, man, she's so much all about being an individualist, being gets into everything that you get into. It's crazy. So I mean, it's not crazy. I mean, it's how she is. That's she really makes that top importance in her life. So anyway, I gotta hook you guys up.
I would love to. I can't wait. And I'll give her a nice tour of the American University of Armenia that I work.
Now, what do you do there? What do you do there at American
University? I'm in the communications department, PR. So I'm writing articles and covering the events that go on here. We have all these really cool speakers from all over the world and in Armenia that come here. And so I get to interview them as well. So it's very exciting.
Wait a minute. You got this connection? And we haven't even used it. You got all these people. We got to have them on our show.
It's happening. Yeah. It's now getting, we're going to tap this in. No worries. No worries.
That's great. That's great. So what do you got for us, Ani, that you got something on your energy site that you want to share with us today?
I'm actually writing an article currently, a personal one, but it's about how exercise is good for your spiritual health. I kind of just started getting back into like a really regular workout routine, and I feel amazing and more energetically powerful than ever. Mm-hmm. And I decided to write about it. And as I write about it, do more research, I realize how more connected everything is with the language. Like, for instance, and we've all heard the quote, your body is a temple, right?
Sure.
But we don't really know where the quote comes from, but we all use it. It's actually from the Bible. The Bible states your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. So if your body is a temple, then your brain must sit naturally at the altar. Wow. And the brain is where messages are sent and received through to the rest of the body through the nerves, in the mind through your thoughts, and in the soul through your pineal gland, which is your third eye chakra, intuitive gland that we talked about in a recent, not so recent, segment. Yeah. But so if you're thinking, if your body is a temple, if it falls apart around the altar, then that means essential communication within the self and the higher self can break down as well. And when I talk about the brain, there's different parts of the brain, but it's very all spiritually connected because the frontal lobe of the brain acts like a control center. And we all need a well-functioning frontal lobe for rational, intuitive reasoning when deciding on what impulses to act on. So when we lack physical activity, our frontal lobe is more likely to lose its luster, and that can cloud your spiritual vision and overall personal development.
Okay. So you're saying there's something, a system, a neural system in us that gives us messages, and if we're not exercising, if we're not keeping ourselves healthy, maybe that's basically falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. And there are countless studies that display the effects and benefits on the brain and the health of the brain through physical activity. And, you know, obviously the constant fresh supply of blood and oxygen to the brain results in better breathing. And actually, breathing is like a huge technique. There's different breathing techniques that we use in this spiritual practice. One is called pranayama breathing, where you're using both nostrils. You're stimulating both nostrils. So if you think about, I don't remember if we've talked about this in a segment before, but basically we're using one nostril at a time without realizing it. And so when we balance the use of the nostril in the same sequence of breathing, you're balancing the oxygen flow to your brain. So how do you do that? You block one side as you breathe in and you breathe out, and then you block the other side and breathe in and breathe out. So if anyone's curious to learn about how to actually do this type of breathing safely, just type in alternate nostril breathing on YouTube. There's like 2-minute easy videos, and you feel so refreshed and light and focused and productive after this type of breathing exercise, and it helps you reduce stress. So if your body is physically supporting better breathing and you're doing these breathing exercises, you're more spiritually inclined to heal better.
Now, there's this, I hope I remember his name. He's a Scandinavian. They put him in ice. I think his name was like, I'm not sure. You were talking, I thought I was trying to come up with his name. I think it's like Wen, or his last name is something like that. And this guy, I've done some of the stuff that he talks about. And
Wim Hof.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he climbed Mount Everest in his shorts.
In his shorts without shoes, without shoes, barefooted. Yeah. Climbed that, and they put him in ice. They science was like, how the hell do you do it? And he came out and said, anyone can do this. Anyone can do this. How to practice the breathing. And I'm telling you, I did this. I did this. I got this is great, because I did that breathing process, and then I held my breath. And I held it for 2 minutes and 35 seconds.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Wow. 2 minutes, 35 seconds. And that was all contributed to this gentleman right here and his books or his videos that we got into. So how about that?
That's amazing. He's such an inspiration. And, you know, you think about, like, how, like, these monks are living in, you know, the Himalayan mountains and very minimal clothing. They're doing that breathing technique as well, you know?
Yeah.
That's great that you're mastering that. That's awesome.
Well, I just tried it. I tried it last year, and now I'm starting to pick it back up again, and it's so relaxing to me. I forget about, I try to put every negative thing out of me. And you know what? I think you have a lot to do with this also, you know? Since I've been talking to you, since you've been on the show, I've been kind of picking things up a little bit. I'm still not sold on the rock thing, though. Okay, I'm not. I still haven't bought into the rock thing, though. Those things, I don't know. I just don't think those things are real at all. I just think they're rocks. They're rocks. They're not gonna.
The rocks.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on the type of stone that you're using and the intent that you put. But hey, I was just saying, you should be that guy that climbs Mount Ararat in his shorts.
Yeah. Me.
Okay,
yeah. Bring it.
You could be an Armenian legend, you know, for that.
I hope you're the one with the helicopter to pick me up somewhere and take me to the hospital. So, anyway, that's good stuff, and that's what I thought of when you were talking about that. That's great.
If anyone's interested in seeing a great documentary about him, it's W-I-M Hof, H-O-F. They call him the Iceman, so it's really good.
They got some cool videos of him being in ice, in a container ice, for like, I think they had him in that for a couple days, and they couldn't believe how the body was still normal temperature.
Wow. The one thing I really love about his story is he started doing that out of like a total tragedy, and he healed himself in such a way that inspired others. Like, his wife had passed from cancer, and like, I'm pretty sure he was getting a little suicidal and kind of going downward. And then all of a sudden he realized, hey, I need to take control of my life. And then the practice began, and the rest is kind of history. He's really inspiring this world, and he got to you, so that's kind of a big deal. Yeah
I held my breath for 2 minutes and 33 seconds. It was unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah
Back to the subject on exercising that helps build a deeper connection between the mind, body, and soul when you connect with yourself. you'll start to understand physically what you need and intuitively what you need and what you're capable of. And to be able to watch your progress, you gain more confidence, you know, and when you're more confident, it leads to manifesting better things through action. And you become more active in helping others, because when you're confident and you're doing good for yourself and society, more likely or not, people that are down will come to you for help, and it's good for the karma. And for those who are actively working out, they'll tell you, like, it's such a good stress reliever and release. You can release a lot of negative energy, especially when you sweat. You are getting rid of toxins in your body, and negative energy leaves just as well.
And could this also be a part of, I want to say, like, materialism, to where now you can wear what you want to wear. You don't have to wear something sloppy on you or anything like that. You're feeling good. You're losing weight. You're buying things that are complementive to the body, yeah, to your structure, to your curves and so forth. I mean, that absolutely, that plays a role as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it affects your aura. It affects your surroundings, everything around you, the way you present yourself. And I mean, a lot of people put focus, like, on how the physical body looks, which, you know, everyone has their personal way of going about that. But how it feels is, like, just as important.
Exactly. Because ZZ yeah. Top once said, every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Oh, that's a nice little reference right there.
Yeah. All right, Ani. So what do you got going on this weekend?
This weekend I have a friend who is visiting and staying with me for 2 weeks, which I'm excited about, having a house guest. She's doing research on refugees in Armenia and all over. Wow. So Sarkis will be a great source of information for her as well. So I'm happy to be housing somebody.
And, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. So
all right,
a bunch of stuff
so
happening.
Kicking
yeah.
back a little bit. And folks, you can catch Ani's great site on Facebook, Energy Healing Armenia. She's got great stuff, and I can't rave about it anymore. You guys got to go check it out. It's beautiful. Hey, Chris, you know what time it is now, don't you?
Man, I'm telling you, I say it every week, but I love this segment.
I love having Mariam on our show. Mariam, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're
it's
doing
Friday.
Great. We're doing great. We're doing great. You like my thespian voice, by the way, Mariam? I'm in a thespian
yes,
mode.
Yes.
All right, good. Good.
Very good.
Hey, Mariam's got a great website called Cooking with My Armenian Family.
Yep.
And how's that video coming along, Mariam, you're putting up there? Tell us a little bit about that again.
Yeah, I made that last week, I believe, and I was just searching their website, and it looks like they already donated some money to one of the kids who needed the treatment. So it's working out. I'm really not a big part of it. It's just I'm supporting them.
You're a big part of it, Mariam.
Yeah, thanks. So I haven't made any other videos after that, but at the end of the month I will, just to see how
Excellent.
Many books. And it's not just the books that I sell. I just add a little bit on it. It's not too much. It's about $20 a month. You spend more on Starbucks.
You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it's probably much more than that gym I've joined, guys. I joined a gym, and I've hardly went to it. I'm paying $20-$30 a month for that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
And you're not even going.
I'm not. I haven't went in like, oh, Jesus. My wife thinks I'm going. Now I just said that. Hey, we may have
trouble.
To cut that part
there. Oh, that's great.
No, Brian, leave that.
Oh, Jesus. All right, I've been working out at the gym every day. I just lied. All right, anyway, okay, move on here. So,
I have a great recipe for you. It's a protein recipe.
It's a what
so you can
recipe?
Eat that and then work out. It's protein, it's
protein,
meat, so you can
nice.
Eat that and then go
nice.
Work out.
Perfect. I'm on a low-carb diet, too, so this really helps
yeah.
out. All right, go ahead.
Well, this is very familiar probably to you, and your mom most likely made it. It's Chukyufta, which is the
Rami, and I love
Rami.
It.
Rami.
Oh, hamovias. Yeah,
it's
shut
the
hamovias,
steak tartar. Yeah, it's the steak tartar. And Armenians make this a lot, especially the ones from Lebanon and Syria. They make this a lot. And my grandmother made this for us, too.
God bless her.
And I have never made it until, like, 2 weeks ago. I had guests over. And my mom usually is the one who comes in, and she takes care of that. But they were late, so I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. It can't go wrong. I remembered step by step how my grandmother did it because I saw her doing it when I was little. So her way of doing this, and let me mention that this tartar, this beef tartar, is not by itself. It has bulgur in it. And as you guys remember, bulgur is the cracked wheat.
Mm-hmm.
That and this is the finest one that you're going to use and not whole a lot.
So this is bulgur at like one, not a three. This is like a one. If you're going to buy it at some global mm-hmm. market, this would be bulgur at one.
Exactly. So what you do is I use not too much. I like to use about quarter cup. And then you put there, my grandmother, this is her the way she did it. I don't know. Everyone has their own style of doing it. But she put some ice cubes in there instead of putting water.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
Ice cube and water, yeah.
So, yeah, so that way it just, you know, takes time until it absorbs the moisture. And what she did, she added there cumin, salt, and what she used for biber, that's what she said, biber. It was halebi biber, Syrian paprika, I guess. So that's what she used for this one. And it's very easy for us to get it from here because we have so many Armenian Middle Eastern stores. I don't know about you guys.
We don't have anything here. We have to grow everything ourselves, and normally it never happens. So go ahead.
Well, you can use, you know, different, like paprika. Yeah. So, and then she put a little bit of olive oil, and she kind of waited until that became... the bulgur became moist.
Uh-huh.
And for the meat part, this is a whole different, we buy it from the stores ready, but back in Armenia she used to get from a really she had her butcher, and you know, he would take care of that. But it's the leanest cut of meat, and filet mignon is the preferable meat for this. They clean this, they cut this in cubes, and has to be fresh. And the best way to use it, you can freeze it a night before, and you can use it the next day, thaw it out. That way it kills all the bacteria and stuff in it. So then she would cut it in little cubes. She would put it in a food processor, and she would just process it until it was paste-like, the meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how she took that out, and then she would mix it with the bulgur, and she would knead it like you would do a dough. And until it kind of incorporated together with little water to help out. And it becomes like tuna tartar, if you ever had it.
Right.
I'm sure you did.
What do you mean by that, Mario? Never mind, go ahead.
So the consistency is just like that. She made it what she called, now I'm going to use a lot of Turkish words, don't hold me up to it, because they lived, you know, in Middle East for a long time.
Right.
She used to call it a saham. Saham.
Yes, I know what that is. Chris, this is where
I was going to ask,
you're
what
basically
is
the. No, it's not. What did you just say?
Saham.
You almost said another word in Turkish. No, but yeah. Saham is where you grab it and you make it into like a grip. And you're just tossing them down you're gripping them. You're making like little snowballs that look like hand grenades.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and then you're just throwing them all
around.
I like
hand grenades.
God, I love this stuff. Go ahead, Mario.
Thanks for the translation. So, yeah, then she would put that in a plate. And for the garnish, she used scallions, which is green onions. She would cut that, chop them. And then tomatoes and parsley. And with some lemon juice and olive oil, salt, that she just put it all over that. The way I do it, I kind of put it on a plate, like Middle Eastern style.
Uh-huh.
and
flat.
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah, and then I just put olive oil in there, and then I just garnish it all around it.
And
that's another way you can do it.
And my aunt, she used to put like a little bit of. It was like it wasn't a nut. It was like a pointy little. What kind of a like a not an acorn. I don't know what it was, but there was like not sprinkle, but for decoration.
Yeah, I know
what is
it.
That
it's
nut?
It's the pine nuts.
Yes, yes, and that gives it a little look too. And I miss that. I miss that. I don't. And my mom used to blend this. Going back to what you were saying, she used to do that meat blender, and then she used to take out like little bit of a. Little white things out of it, you know, just make sure everything. You can't have anything like that in this, Chris. You got to keep blending it. You got to keep blending it until you get all the white, fatty, little marble things
I
out
gotcha.
Of there.
Okay.
It's got to be all meat, nothing to where you eat anything like a little fatty
like
substance.
A membrane, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely right.
Well, way to
and
bring that up, Maya.
And for provenza, you can get a good cut of meat, like a good cut of meat. And filet mignon usually does not have any of that stuff when it's cleaned. And if you have a good butcher, you can ask them to do it, too.
Yeah, and it wasn't always filet mignon, too. What's another beef that, I don't think my mom afforded filet mignon every time either. So what was that? Was it a chuck roast? Or I don't know what it was. Never mind.
I don't know the cut of meat, and the reason I say filet mignon is because that's like the best, leanest cut that I know. I'm not really good with meat, like I told you before, guys. You're right. Any kind of meat, I guess, but it has to be really lean, and it can't have all of that membranes and fat and stuff in there.
Yeah,
it has
you gotta
to be
get
completely
it out.
Clean.
Gotta get it out. Yeah, that's beautiful, and you can find this more on the West Coast. I don't think our Armenians are even familiar with that here. The old ones are,
oh, really?
But yeah, we don't eat chukufta, unfortunately. But when I'm in L.A., God, you guys make the best. I love it.
You got to try it out. We have the best restaurants here, especially in Glendale.
I couldn't stop eating it. I mean, I loved Armenian food in L.A. That's the thing I miss the most. We don't have that here. And it's unbelievable. Well, once you come here, you'll see. We don't have we got Indian food. Yeah.
Oh, you have India. We have a lot of Indian food here too. It's not like we don't have it here.
God,
but
and it's so spicy. Those Indians eat some spicy stuff. For love of God, lighten up on the spice. What's wrong with them people? They're not like us.
Yeah, well,
ma'am.
we have in Pasadena. We have stores here. A lot of Middle Eastern Armenians Armenians from Middle East that are in Pasadena, and they have stores here that are really good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do it at home. I usually never buy and do it, but at that time, because I know my family loves it, they were surprised they loved it. I was surprised that actually they loved it because I've never made it, but I had it, and it was pretty good, too.
That's so, great. That's great. The only exotic thing our Armenians here make are, like, cow feet or whatever that is.
Kash, right?
Yeah. Oh, Jono's not in that scene. I get the hell out of there. I run out of that house.
Run, fall,
Chris
fall
knows
away.
About that. I did tell him about that. Remember, Chris?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I could make you that, and you'd eat it, wouldn't you?
I would eat it for sure.
Oh, for love.
I'm open
God,
to whatever.
Cow feet
I'm good with that. I don't mind cow feet.
All right. Okay, Mariam, we got anything planned for this weekend?
Well, it's a graduation week. We have a lot of graduations.
Oh,
I was actually on my nephew, my godson, graduated from middle school yesterday.
Oh, bravo.
Bahag. Do you want to give him a shout out?
Do it.
And we have other graduation parties to go to this whole week, actually, the weekend.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to any of those kids or names or anything. You're more than welcome.
My godson, Gokosh, that's probably it now.
All right.
At the moment.
All right. That's good. That's good. Well, enjoy yourself, and thank you. And I'll just be thinking about you eating that chukufta and making it. So don't worry about it. Anyway, take care, Mariam, and we will get back with you next week for more recipes. And again, you can find Mariam's recipes on Cooking with My Armenian Family. She's always got some great recipes. Can you put this one on by any chance, Mariam?
Yeah, I will, actually.
I will try this, and the first one I will give it to is Chris. If he lives.
He will live, I promise you.
If he lives through it, then
I will make
I'll serve my family. All right.
Take care, you're going to love it, Chris. If he makes it right, you're going to love it.
Oh, I know.
Well,
yeah.
There's always Ash.
I doubt this one. All right, I'll see you, Mario.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
Well, she really got me hungry on that one.
I'm all about the cow's feet, too, though.
Not the cow's feet.
I know, but I like it. I love interesting stuff like that.
I can't believe she mentioned how zuchem. That's what it's such a gross word. Zuchem. Relax with that. You make it sound like a cuss word. But you have been like a pirate on the show.
I have been.
You've
been cussing away. I know. I have to watch what I'm saying.
Anyway, so that
was a family show.
Yeah. Chukufte, and she's going to have that on her site, she said, so maybe I'll try it. I doubt I can try Chukufte. Chukufte is you got to make it right. You're eating raw meat for love of
God. Yeah, it is raw.
Yeah, so bulgur and Chukufte, never mind. Any case, hey, folks, if you get done with our show, we got a new show out there that we're very proud of, Chris.
Yes, we do.
We've got a show called Armenian Nights.
Armenian Nights Radio. It's
oh, my
good
God.
Stuff.
It's great.
These guys are from
L.A.
These guys are freaking hilarious.
Yeah, they're great, and they're Armenian.
Yeah, they're Armenian.
So if you want to keep up with our show and listen to more podcasts, I think this is what you're looking for. This is the venue you want.
And it's awesome. It's going to launch really soon, okay? All the information will be at lineupmedia.fm. Wow. And we'll also have information about it on our Facebook page as well as, you know, the lineupmedia.fm Facebook page.
And go to their site right now. It's on Facebook. It's called Armenian Nights Radio.
Yeah.
Armenian Nights Radio. Yep. And Michael, he's got his crew there, and they're doing a great job, and they can't wait to get this thing off the ground.
Yeah, they have, like, even if you're on their website or their Facebook page and you want a sampling, these guys have some hilarious videos of them doing stand-up and stuff. Oh, it's good stuff.
Did you see that one video? We got to put that video on our site with the cops.
I was going to say, we need to add that today. And I remember, you know what's hilarious is I remember that you and I watched this like a while ago, like before we even start talking to these guys.
We didn't even know these guys.
It was hilarious.
I said, Chris, you got to see this. And then when Michael gets hit by that taser,
it's great, man. It's incredible.
God. Folks, these are good guys. Yep. They're comedians. And we're so happy to have them on our show on Lineup Media, and they're going to be part of it. Once our show gets done, or listen to their show, go to our show, vice versa, it doesn't matter. But this is a new show that's coming out, and we can't wait for it.
Yep, really excited.
Armenian Nights is going to be pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Another great show, Chris.
Really,
another great
really
show.
Solid
well, you know,
show.
I started
exciting
with,
announcements.
Yeah, I started with a rant, and now I got to my better side, happier side. So, you know what? That's what
it's
we
good
got
to be
on the
happy
show.
On,
we didn't have a guest, but I don't think we even needed a guest this time. It was great.
Standing strong like an oak
standing
tree.
Standing strong like an oak tree.
Yeah.
All right, I'm oak tree. All right, my friends. Genatzet Kisher Party. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzet Hayed.
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabengian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/armeniaproud or at armeniaproud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com.